poke at that thing.
Okay. They're still poking it.
How long is that? Damn, I'm going to keep that.
But Youth Pastor Mark's story, you know.
No.
You know the story. No. Come on.
No.
Oh, I want to hear it.
It was
oh, my
camp.
God, it's too early to end the intro, too. No.
It was at camp.
No.
Which camp?
Yeah, which camp?
Church camp? Was summer camp? Baseball
well,
camp?
I guess nope. If he's a youth pet.
Summer church camp.
Summer
was a lake there.
Youth summer church
poor, camp. A poor special kid drowned in the lake the year before. It was okay. Oh. They didn't raise the insurance rates.
That's good. That's good. Because those can really spike after.
Yeah, his mom went insane. She's angry.
Who's
she's wrote a lot of angry
youth
letters.
Pastor Marks?
No, or? The special kid that. Oh. That yeah. Oh.
I think I heard about this before.
Yeah. It was on a boat in the middle of the lake. Yeah.
That's one hell of a way to have a first time, huh?
And Mark thought to himself, Youth Pastor Mark thought to himself, I'm sorry, I need to be a little
this
bit specific.
This doesn't sound familiar
so
to me at all. So.
He thought to himself, you know, there's only one thing that if you take an orange peel and you hold it above the water, the carp will come up and it'll kiss the orange peel. So he thought, I'm going to rub this on my butthole. And that's Youth Pastor Mark's virginity story. Yeah, that carp came flying up out of the water like a jet.
That doesn't even sound real, Nick.
And him and the carp spent a lifetime of happiness together.
But see, the thing is if he left his butt leaning over the side of the boat, and then the fish was trying to wiggle its way out. If he got his butt down into the water, would the boat start moving forward?
Nick, why do
I'm
I
I'm not
feel
trying
like
to ask like any like 4chan logic
like
or anything.
Like you're speaking from experience.
You told me the story. Your youth pastor Mark told me the story,
yeah.
I should say.
Oh, you're so funny.
Dad, can I have my remote back? I won't ever watch YouTube again.
That's not true.
May I get the Minecraft?
That is a very solemn promise.
Mm-hmm. Go. Now. Yeah, we'll let you know when you're older.
I want to steal him. Can I steal him?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Him and Owen will be
fuck, living. Where we leave off. I didn't have anything
the
else.
Water.
Oh, the propelling of the water, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. This so. What you told Youth Pastor Mark told me the story. I don't know. It was just what I thought of after that. I'm like, would the boat move? You know?
We have a guest
the physics.
Tonight.
We have a guest? Holy shit!
Where am I?
There's somebody sitting next to me.
I am. What?
Kelsey.
Kelsey?
No, it's just Kelsey. It's not fancy.
It's like...
Then why do you
it's
make sure
like,
to...
It's like Target.
Make
it's
sure
Target.
To let everybody know how it's spelled wrong.
Because it's spelled it's wrong. Because when people read it, they want to be like, Kelsey? And I'm like, no. It's just Kelsey.
So we have Kelsey.
I knew he was going to do it.
I will refrain from murdering them.
I think Z found her on the side of the street.
Always?
Yeah. Hooked. I'm always hooked.
Oh.
She doesn't even just do corners either. She does the whole
so
the whole
how much
street.
Did you have to pay? So, like, can you pay a hooker to do anything? Like, can I go and give them $25 to, like, clean my house?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they and have, you might not like, get arrested.
Can
for
they like put more clothes on so I don't have to see the?
100%, you could pay whores to put more clothes on. Yes,
yes, you could also pay them to do that. Yeah,
that sounds cheaper.
They would
than
be
a
very
maid.
Excited to do that too. They'd be like, "Wait, I have to put on a sweater and a parka and walking boots," and they would just kind of just keep going.
I get
and
to be warm.
Like,
I mean,
hold on, I can already
funny.
See us being like somewhere and Mark just rolling down the window and be like, "Here, bitch, put on some more clothes," and throw a tan at her.
That, I could do that.
Big
so, I did see, I can't remember if I saw it on TikTok or somewhere, but it was this dude that would stalk the hookers in his town with a drone. And he would get down low enough so they could hear.
That.
And they would just start twerking or something
not
for him.
Them.
Or something. Yeah, but then some of them started throwing
real
shit.
Mad.
Oh, yeah, they get real, real mad. It's like, bitch, this is free advertising. Well, like, think about it. All press is good press.
Hey, stop copying me. I took a drink first.
My bad, bro.
He's not drinking. He's sucking the dick of that bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You are a passionate drinker.
Of water?
No, out of a bottle of, like...
Like you suck I've it seen, down.
I don't want to drink New Brighton water. What the fuck?
No, yeah, like you there, suck but... it down in one go.
Oh,
you don't
yeah,
give
no.
It a shot, like,
that's mm-hmm. true.
You don't sip it.
I'd like to say I learned that from the military, but I think I've always been.
You are
like
the
that.
Receiver of the water bukkake.
I just like
bukkake.
Cold, juicy water sliding down my throat.
I saw the old video.
This is the ASMR of nightmares.
No, we don't do ASMR. Joe gets mad.
We whisper into it sometimes.
She's going to kill you for that. Fine.
I'm sorry, Joe.
It's our, like, one of our number one first listeners.
One of our two listeners. Uh-huh. We have, like, three listeners.
Uh-oh, we have other listeners. There's other listeners in other parts of the world we won't talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess somebody from Russia is spying on the Guns and Glory podcast.
I think it's maybe. I really hope it's Vladimir Putin.
I mean, he's hip enough to be down with the podcast.
Yeah, I highly
doubt
that.
He totally listens to it. Do we talk shit on Russia? His
I don't think so. I don't. Like, I got a. I don't have like terribly bad things to say about him. Not
yeah,
enough
what if
that
it's
he,
Putin
he'd still,
like
he'd have
like,
a drink.
He's
with
like
sure.
monitoring like everything to see if we're talking shit on Russia, and then like now he's like focused on us because. This will be another episode where they...
Just in case, you know, Mr. Putin, if you are listening, I really have always wanted a coffee table that was just a crate of Mosins. And if so, if anything we can do to get that working, I know there's all kinds of, like, trade stuff going on.
Are guns legal in Russia?
Yeah. They have carry guns and stuff, yeah. They have to carry rubber bullets.
Oh.
And so...
like riot control rubber
bullets? Yeah. Okay. So there was this dude at a wedding, and... They were trying to make it look like he was doing some like weird Russian roulette thing, and he had a Makarov,
yeah.
And he decocked it as he like pressed it to try to make it seem like oh ha ha, and then the next dude grabbed the gun, turned the safety off, pow, and he shot himself in the head, but it was with a rubber bullet, so it didn't kill him. But I was like, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, oh shit. Oh. That's a weird thing to happen at a wedding, you know, amongst other weird things I've heard happen at weddings. But, you know, that's all right. Cool.
What's
just
the weirdest thing you've ever done at a wedding?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
It's he shit in the
There are
the
certain states plant? It's not legal in. We'll put it that way.
Oh.
Ooh.
You did shit in the potted plant
no.
then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I thought that was a good wedding gesture. You know, something borrowed, something blue, shit in the pot plant. Or the pot. The
no, he
did
plant
that. Pot.
Okay. Well, this is Mark.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
And I'm Kelsey.
And this is the Guns and Gory podcast.
What the?
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Kelsey. Oh, well, what?
Hey! Guns and Gory!
You're so fucking fat. What does your shirt say? Tattoos are stupid. Yep. Did you see mine?
Yeah, all your tattoos are stupid.
No, my shirt.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's
wait, wait, wait. Does it say live, laugh, and
Lucifer.
Lobotomy?
No, I want live, laugh,
no, it says live, love, laugh, Lucifer.
There's no love on that.
That says live.
Says
live.
Live.
My
laugh.
Bad. I can't read.
Live, laugh, Lucifer.
Yeah.
Lucy.
To be fair, it is closer to your face, so it's a little harder to see.
Yeah.
Gotta move your titties out
of the way.
Have to
read upside down.
Although that font makes it say that it says lib.
Yeah,
it does
look like
yeah.
a B.
Can you imagine being the first guy to see a manatee in the water at night? What the fuck
a
is
manatee?
That thing? Yeah,
yeah.
And it just curiouses all along. You're like,
mermaid.
Where is it?
Where
did it
where
go?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Because
that,
oh.
that
thing.
Because you're watching videos while we're recording the episode again.
What?
It's
it inspired a good idea.
At least you're not watching people fall down this time.
It's fat people fall. Don't try to make it sound like you want to be all righteous about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, plus skinny people aren't funny when they fall.
Okay, well.
Listen, I watched this fat dude that was like my size walk up to somebody in Target or Walmart or wherever to one of those fucking scooters. And he looked at her and goes, why do you need that? And you can tell it's just because she's fat and lazy. And I'm just like, oh, there are people out there that just fucking ride around in it because they don't want to fucking walk. Oh, God. I didn't realize that was a degree of lazy. Because I always saw the people that were like super fat and like spilling mm-hmm. over the side. And I was like, oh, yeah, Walmart's a hike for you.
Like Gilbert's mom.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, like, yeah, like what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh.
The mom from that. Yeah.
Mama.
Yep.
Mama.
Match in the gas tank. Boom, boom.
So. I told my husband that's how he's going to end up finding me dead.
Yeah.
He's like Gilbert's mom, and he's just going to have to burn the fucking place down. Because eventually I'm going to stop caring what I look like and just continue to eat bed pizza and cookies and cupcakes.
So the first time I watched What's Eating Gilbert Grape, I was a little kid, and my mom said something that stuck with me. It was because she said something, and then I had to ask more questions, and she had no choice but to give me the answers, right? So we get to the part where they light the house on fire and stuff. She said, "That's going to be a hell of a grease fire." And then I had to ask why, because I was young. I didn't fucking know. I didn't get what she was saying. I was trying to keep the conversation. So she had to explain to me, "Oh, yeah, she's so fat. All the fat is going to burn even more. It's going to be big old, oh, yeah."
Well, and talking about Gilbert Grape.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? There's cryptids in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Is there?
Yeah, what's one her name? Girl.
No, you know what?
Julia.
Speaking, speaking of, have you ever seen the, what was it, American Dad squirrel version of?
Yes.
No.
Oh my gosh, yes. The squirrel, yes.
Oh,
that's right, you didn't
Lord.
Like American Dad, so you never watched it with me.
It's a whole episode.
Yeah. The squirrels were living in the treehouse in the backyard, and they What's Eating Gilbert Graped the whole thing.
Yep.
That's fucking amazing.
Oh, it was. Yeah. That's why I love that show. It's so much better than Family Guy.
And I love Family Guy, but American Dad...
And Roger is like fucking perfect character.
No. Roger...
Like the one episode... Anytime, like, he started being nice because they were complaining about it, and he, like, literally started dying because he was being too
Roger nice. Is the animated embodiment of my mom. Like, down to, like, her impulsiveness and, like, just being like, today I'm going to be an ice skater. Tomorrow I'm going to be a therapist. Like, but having mental health and or mental problems, and like my mom, like, we share the same thing. I totally get it. So one day, I will be Roger. I'm just waiting for it. It's going to be like a shell. Like, I'm just going to crack open. This stupid Kelsey shell is going to come off. And I'm just going to be a Roger.
So there was a dude that we went to school with. And I was sitting with other people we went to school with one time. And they brought up this guy. He goes, "Hey, doesn't he look like Roger from American Dad?" I lost it. I almost fell off the bar stool. It was fucking hilarious because this dude does look like Roger.
Aliens is a little closer to cryptids.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is how many aliens were seen until cryptids.
I love
cryptids.
I'm very excited about this.
I bet there's a lot of cryptids that are aliens.
So, like, what are cryptids? Like, why are they called cryptids? Is it because they're creepy?
No.
No.
So, like, what does cryptids mean?
Mark's going to Google it right now. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that your job in this podcast? Hold the fuck on. Yeah. Look, she's over there with her tablet.
See, I wanted to give the
official.
The proper, not
the what happens.
A cryptid is a
Google
creature
it.
That is said to exist but has never been proven to be real. Cryptids can
like
be mythical, supernatural, cryptid. Or strange.
Okay. So it's just like the name of the wide.
So like
category.
Whenever we talked about skinwalkers, they're cryptids. Jersey Devil, I think we talked about him for a second.
Right.
That's a cryptid. The Floating Heads is a cryptid. Sasquatch is a cryptid. Loch Ness Monster is a cryptid. Stuff like that. Like,
okay.
Just the chupacabra.
It's the category. Like, if there was a scientific Latin
cryptozoology.
So if I wanted to look for books, like romance books, I could look for cryptid books that it would give me.
Cryptozoology.
Do not look up
cryptid
romance books.
Oh.
That is a new kink, and you are not allowed. You cannot afford to unlock that new kink.
Lock
I already know.
You're having sex with
either of it.
There's
it doesn't matter.
Erotica. Like,
isn't there like octopus porn? Not it's the
hentai
tentacle porn.
Yeah, hentai.
Yeah,
well, not all.
I'm not
hentai.
Gonna lie.
It's hentai tentacle porn.
But, the first time I accidentally downloaded hentai tentacle porn on LimeWire, I saw why people liked it. I get it. It's not my thing, but I get it.
Oh,
yeah.
So you didn't unlock that.
I get
specifically.
I kind of get the feet thing until you start putting holes and then in the feet and then fucking them holes. That's
like
weird.
The pussy foot.
What?
Yeah, the pussy foot. That's weird. As soon as that, like, that's the step of weird.
You have a pussy foot, Nick.
I only got it to beat you with
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
Face.
You just did
See,
that because you got caught.
He pulled a
pussy's in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be a vajankle. If the hole is in the top where the rest of the leg would be, that's a vajankle. See, you got to be very scientific about it.
We already talked about this in episodes.
I know, but well, we need to rehash it. It needs to be re-brought up so that our audience is well aware.
I just saw something about the Mothman Festival on Facebook.
We have stickers. We have Mothman stickers coming.
Yes. We have Mothman stickers coming.
Yes. Our lovely guest Kelsey drew Mothman, and I turned him into a sticker. I didn't show you yet.
No. Fuck. What the fuck kind of shit is this?
I've been working on him. I'm sorry.
There's merch, and you don't even show the guy.
Oh no, I don't care about the merch. I just like having my sticker.
This is our failed attempt at a hat.
Yeah. Well, Nick's it's okay. failed attempt.
It was their first sweet, test drive.
Baby angel, I'll help. All right.
But it's like fresh art. So like when it loads, cool. I'll show it to you later. But yeah, Mothman sticker. And I'm going to try and get her to get a Sasquatchy one too.
Where is the Mothman Festival town?
It's in Jonestown,
Virginia?
West Virginia.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like 3-4 hours. Pleasant. No, not what Jonestown. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Oh. Pleasant View, West Virginia. Pleasant View?
Pleasant something.
I
sounds
think it's
right.
Pleasant.
Point Pleasant? No.
Point Pleasant is the Mothman, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That it's Point Pleasant.
Yeah, Point Pleasant.
For some reason, I saw Jersey Devil stuck in my head.
I never felt bad for anybody that had a Jersey Devil story.
Jersey didn't have more.
New Jersey, if you live in New Jersey, you deserve to get.
They have a couple cryptids. They also got like the Dover Demon. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like that's what?
Just that the dog with the human face or something like that?
No.
No?
That's Dog Face Man. Oh, Dog Face Man. No, I don't. Actually, I guess I can go into the Squonk. Squonk? Is it Squonk?
Squanch?
Oh, man. I'm what? Like.
Squonch? Like from Rick and Morty?
What? No, not Squonch. It's Squonk.
Squonk.
It's the
Pennsylvania. Squonk. Actually, so. No, never mind.
So now I can start threatening the kids when they want to fuck around near the woods. Yeah. Like, fucking Squonk's going to get you.
And like, it's like people use anything for an excuse to throw a festival because like there's a Squonk festival.
That's
it's in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's about 2.5 hours away.
Ooh. When is it usually?
I don't fucking know.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. You're the fact checker, or you used to be. I don't know. Open you got a little tab. Comfortable.
I'm in
or
the
something.
Middle of updates.
She's showing you the sticker.
So they call this little guy Squonk. He's a cryptid that's reported to live in the hemlock forests of northern Pennsylvania. The account of the Squonk was from the 1910 book Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods. He was also in the 1939 book Fearsome Creatures. This book suggested that the creatures had migrated from deserts to swamps to finally settle in Pennsylvania.
What the fuck?
So, the description is, he's a little pig-looking creature covered in warts and moles and is always unhappy.
Sounds like you, minus the warts and moles.
Squonkapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
And, just so you know,
They canceled it. If it's not a thing anymore.
There's one in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Squonk in the neighborhood libraries.
See, that sounds like
tomorrow.
What?
It's tomorrow.
No. What?
Whoa.
And then Squonkapalooza Part 2 is August 10th at Central Park, Johnstown, PA.
Are we taking a road trip tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, no, tomorrow. We're definitely road tripping this summer.
Tomorrow?
I got a new car.
I work tomorrow.
You should not work tomorrow.
I have to be at
at
5 a.m.
What if we go to the Squonk Fest, we drag Mark with us, and then we see a bunch of dudes that look just like you?
No.
And Bobby Lee.
Or what if Mark can't go with us, and then we go, and then we find Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We could find
a
guy that looks like you, and then we all just take a picture. And...
So his appearance seems to never change from the book he was introduced in. The Squonk is of a very retiring disposition, generally traveling at twilight and dusk. Because of its misfitting skin, which is covered with warts and moles, it always looks unhappy. Hunters who are good at tracking are able to follow a squonk by its tear-stained trail, for the animal weeps constantly. When cornered and escape seems impossible, or when surprised and frightened, it will even dissolve itself into tears. William T. Cox. Man, that would suck having a last name, Cox. The Squonk, Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods, 1910.
It sounds like what? A fantastic
There's
piece of
There's furries
to find
at Squonkapalooza.
Oh man, I don't want to go.
Later, but they're not like full on.
Yeah, but they're still the ones that'll pee and poop in hotel.
You pooped in a potted plant.
Yeah, that's it'll help the plant. They have a hotel notice
you did
every
that
time
as a
the
human.
Furry festival's in Pittsburgh, and they have to tell everybody if you are found putting kitty litter in the bathtubs and using it, you will be removed from the hotel.
Oh, I remember that.
And I'm just like, ew. Yeah. Ew. No,
later retellings included that squonks were slowest on moonlit nights so they can avoid seeing their ugly appearance in any illuminated bodies of water. In addition to warts and moles, the creatures also have gonorrhea. No, I'm kidding. The creatures were given webbed toes on their left feet. Just their left.
Just the left one.
What the?
They even have a species taxonomy. Taxonomy.
Yeah.
Lacrimacorpus dissolvens, which is made up of the Latin words tear, body, and dissolve. These refer to its supposed ability to dissolve when captured. He's not really scary, just ugly, and he isn't, like, known to hurt or go after humans. It's just a lonely-ass little pig dude who wants to be alone and cry.
This is the first time I think we came across a cryptid where I don't want to know what it tastes like.
Bacon.
Probably
like,
tastes like,
one, like
taint. Probably tastes like taint.
Yeah, well,
you're a goober?
I don't know, man. I bet each wart tastes different.
What?
That'd be weird.
Like an everlasting gobstopper.
Uh huh.
Like
just goes through all the flavors.
It's like one of those naked cats, but in Shar-Pei
form, man.
With a bunch of like warts all over it. Like cries. Like that's really sad.
See, and you can't tell me. See, if those were real, people would definitely eat them because we ate mummy back in the day. Oh yeah. There's
really?
Definitely, yeah, mummy paste and weird shit. Oh, yeah.
Mummies?
Mummies, yeah.
Like,
it was like jerky, people
mm-hmm.
jerky.
Oh.
Yep, people would eat them. Yeah, somebody, especially in Pennsylvania, they would get hunted and eaten. Hell, in some parts of Pennsylvania, I bet they'd get a lot more than hunted and eaten.
Oh.
Somewhere out east, not here.
If they were in the Middle East also, from what I've heard.
They're very nice to the goats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, so my next one is Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
There's a talking mongoose?
Yes. Well, he's dead now. Probably.
What?
There was only one?
His name is Jeff.
Are mongooses
my
like
name's Jeff.
Honey badgers? Aren't
his
they
His name
really
is
mean?
Jeff.
But it's spelled Joff.
His name is Jeff.
Joff.
It's
oh, is it Jeff with a G?
He was actually very specific about it. His name is Jeff. So, he actually has a movie based on him called Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose with Simon Pegg, Minnie Driver, and Neil Gaiman as the voice of Jeff.
No what? Shit.
Yeah, it's from that like 2009 or some yeah. shit. I haven't seen it. I didn't even know it fucking existed.
All right. Yeah. Now we gotta go to the Squonk Festival and watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to give people homework, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
So he's also known as the Dalby Spook, who supposedly lived in a farmhouse owned by the Irving family, James, Margaret, and their 13-year-old daughter, Voiry. I think that's how you say her name. It's Voirrey. How the fuck do you pronounce that?
Say it. Spell it one more time.
Voirrey.
Viori.
Voiry. Voiry.
Yeah.
who lived in Cashin's Gap near the hamlet of Dalby on the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man is in the Irish Sea between Ireland and England, if you don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a little shitty island.
I'm sure the people from the Isle of Man don't
V-O-I-R-R-E-Y. So Voiry was the only person who had ever actually seen him, even though others heard him speak. And she described him as the size of a small rat with yellowish fur and a large bushy tail, which doesn't look like an Indian mongoose actually does. Like it does, the Indian mongooses don't have like a bushy tail or whatever. Like,
but yeah. Jeff did.
I think it was, they're also bigger.
So it looked like a squirrel's tail when it's supposed to look like a ferret's tail?
I guess.
Yeah. Vara.
Vara.
It's Irish.
Oh, yeah.
That would explain. H-R-A-N.
My ancestors are really mad at me.
That's okay.
So I've pissed off my Italian ancestors. Yeah. I've pissed off my Irish ancestors.
It's derived from Hebrew origins.
Oh. So in September 1931, the Irving family began hearing scratching and unfamiliar noises coming from the attic and within the walls of the farmhouse. In September of 1931, I'm fucking stupid. Hold on. Editing is fucking wonderful. So in September 1931, the Irving family began to hear scratching and unfamiliar noises coming from the attic and within the walls of the farmhouse. The noises escalated into a strange mixture of growling, hissing, and barking. Sometime later, there was an unsettling gurgling, much like a baby's. After a while, they realized if they made a sound or said a word, he would repeat it. Shortly after, they would be able to talk to him well. He introduced himself as Jeff and told them he was a mongoose born in New Delhi, India, in 1852. So was he just really sitting in the walls service. Going, my name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
From New Delhi.
Nice really good at customer service, guys.
Oh, yeah. Jeff spoke in a high-pitched voice and in multiple different languages.
My name's Jeff.
Gotta say it in Spanish now.
Te llamo
Jeff. Te llamo Jeff!
Right?
Now in Italian.
I don't know. Bibbidi-bobbidi Jeff.
French. It's Jean m'appelle Jeff.
Yeah, that's right.
So do it, Jeff.
Jean m'appelle
Jeff.
There you go.
What Jeff.
He talked to them, would parrot their conversations, and sometimes threaten them.
Fuck you.
Nights were filled with Jeff's sounds and stories, and the Irving said they befriended him. What do you think his threat sounded like? Like,
I will come in there and I will lick your eyeballs. Shut the fuck up.
Lick eyeballs?
Yeah, he probably just like had like really like not so threatening but somewhat inconvenient. Like, you really want that thing licking your eyes?
So mongooses just look like ferrets.
Yes.
Yeah. They're little weasley guys. Also, what stories is he telling?
Yeah, I want to know what the stories are. One time we were playing cooter ball at the strip club. Okay, like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna get there, but like, so he would go and he liked to gossip. So he would go and like eavesdrop on people in the island, and then come back and tell all the gossip.
So he was a snitch.
Well, I also have a nice little list of things we're gonna have Mr. Jeff read out loud.
I've heard from people who had monkeys that it's amazing the things that they'll steal.
Like eating.
And then they'll put them in one spot. Like, that's how I've always wanted one. Just because I wanted to see what it would steal.
Oh. The Irvings say that Jeff told them that he was an extra, extra clever mongoose, an earthbound spirit, and a ghost in the form of a mongoose. And once said, I am a freak. I have hands and I have feet. And if you saw me, you'd faint. You'd be petrified, mummified, turned into a stone or a pillar of salt.
Hmm.
He could shapeshift and also become invisible. The Irvings made various claims about Jeff. He supposedly guarded their house and informed them of the approach of guests or any unfamiliar dog. They also said that if someone had forgotten to put out the fire at night, Jeff would go down and stop the stove. The Irvings claimed Jeff would also wake people up when they overslept and whenever mice got into the house. Jeff assumed the role of a cat, but he would prefer to scare instead of killing. But he would prefer to scare instead of killing them.
Like, so, just was he helpful or yeah, was like, he?
He was kind of both. So the Irvings say they gave Jeff biscuits, chocolates, and bananas, and food was left for him in a saucer suspended from the ceiling, which he took when he thought no one was watching.
So they fed him good, and he's still kind of a dick sometimes? Yeah.
The Irvings claim the mongoose regularly accompanied them on trips to the market, but also always stayed on the other side of the hedges, chatting incessantly.
So he was like the neighbor from Home Improvement? Kind of. Just like always. Yeah.
He loved to gossip and would go around the area they lived and eavesdrop on people and then gossip to the family. He would also throw and break shit randomly. In my opinion, he sounds like a little shit.
Yeah.
He would make
sounds
like
taco.
He would make loud ass noises throughout the night and keep everyone awake.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever Papa Irving would say something about it, he would act all dramatic and say he was poisoned and dying in pain. Like little shit.
Dude,
you know
like
what? I'd fucking snatch this little motherfucker up by the tail and just fucking boop. Let's have some Jeff tonight.
Pop the weasel, bro.
He's the Karen of Inside the Walls.
Yeah. One day in 1932, when Jim and his daughter were home alone, Jim witnessed an unusually large orange cat that was striped like a tiger. Knowing that it wasn't a normal cat, Jim loaded his shotgun and followed it into an open field. The cat then turned a corner and vanished. While telling his wife later, Jeff called out from the walls, "It was me you saw, Jim." The story of Jeff became popular in the tabloid press, and journalists came to the aisle to try to catch a glimpse of the creature. Several other people claimed to have heard Jeff's voice, and two claimed to have seen it, but physical evidence was always lacking. Footprints, stains on the wall, and hair samples claimed to be evidence of Jeff were identified as belonging to the Irvings' sheepdog, and so were several photos which were said to be Jeff by the Irvings.
Hmm.
So,
like, but it was a dog in the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, you know, people would accuse the girl of like being ventriloquist too, like,
yeah,
you know,
throwing her voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are really fucking good at that. And it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was.
Margaret and Voiri. What was the girl's name again? How do you pronounce
Vara.
It? Vara.
V-A-H-R-A-A.
Margaret and Vara Irving left the home in 1945 after the death of James Irving. They reportedly had to sell the farm at a loss because it had the reputation of being haunted. In 1946, Leslie Graham, who had bought the farm, claimed in the press that he had shot and killed Jeff. The body displayed by Graham, however, was black and white and much larger than the famous mongoose, and Voiré was certain that it was not Jeff. Voiré passed in 2005. In an interview published late in life, she maintained that Jeff was not her creation.
Hmm.
When
it was
asked,
just a gas leak.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it was during the World War, so come on now.
When asked whether or not Jeff had really been a mongoose, Irving said, "I don't know. I know he was a small animal, about 9 inches to a foot long. I know he talked to us from the wainscoting. His voice was very high-pitched. He swore a lot. At first, he talked to me more than anyone. We carried on regular conversations." Now here's Mr. Nick's quotes. Here, Jeff.
Oh, boy.
"I am not a spirit. I am a little extra, extra clever mongoose."
Oh, well, no, wait. This was, oh, it's just what he said already.
No, there's not all of it. I'll split the atom. I'm a let's see. Those.
Yeah, let me see those ones.
Here.
I split the atom. I am the fifth dimension. Wait, I am the eighth wonder of the world.
Why do you have like some weird fake French accent, Jeff?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He did say shouldn't it be Indian? And weird shit. No, he said multiple
He's from
accents.
New Delhi.
New Delhi? Why do I have to talk
Wait,
like I'm from
Wait, don't
New Delhi?
Do an Indian accent.
Oh my god, no, I couldn't.
If you knew what I know, you'd know a hell of a lot.
Some real good.
I feel like
there.
I should say that to the kids.
That's going on the quote board.
Yes.
That sounds like something that somebody would get a really bad tattoo of and be like, my dad used to say it.
My dad did used to say that.
If
what
you
the
knew
fuck?
What I knew, yeah. I know. You know a lot.
Well, Jim, what about some Grabo?
Grabo.
Grabo.
Nuts! Put a sock in it! Chew! Choke!
That's funny. He said all kinds of crazy
He was a little shit.
Leave me, Jim!
He would, get mad at him and threaten him and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
But he only ever got mad at Jim.
No, he got mad at
everyone.
All of them, yeah. I think he at one point said he was going to rape the wife or something Jesus. Like that. Like, yeah, he was a little shit. I wouldn't be friends with that little motherfucker.
Well, if he's only 9 inches big to begin with, that's going to be, I don't know who's going to be more traumatized by that rape, him or her. Like, you got to think about that. See, yeah, nobody thinks about it that way.
That's like the original lore of Maui. Maui actually went into the lava lady's hoo-ha and just walked in.
Yeah.
And then
calmed her down.
That's how
Wait,
he died.
That's what? Did it make the volcano erupt?
I want to see that scene.
He just died.
So he wasn't
He walked
good.
Into her vagina and died. Like the end. Like died. Maui, the demigod, went in a vagina and died.
He
I didn't
was
know
welcome.
That. Does The Rock know that? That's what I want to know.
No.
I bet not.
He does.
They
not
probably
know.
Deliberately left that truth out of there.
I wonder if everybody who ever says, "Is there gonna be a sequel to Moana?" He just thinks, yeah,
he'd be
it's
like,
be that.
No, because that jabroni went right into that vagina and died.
He's like, and I'm not acting that out.
Come one, come all, step right down, ladies and gents, because you, Pastor Mark, has a new nugget just for you. Cum Nuggets. They are salty and sweet, like chicken nuggets, but better.
My name is Little Bobby, and I love cum nuggets. After a hard day of school and baseball practice, the way they gush in my mouth is such a rush.
Now available at your local McWendy's for a limited time. Come get these nuggets.
Nuggets, the taste you love. Cum nuggets,
cum
nuggets. It's salty and sweet.
Cum
nuggets, yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, I got. What do you guys want
Can
to hear
you
about?
Talk in the mic a little bit more.
What do you guys want to hear about first?
I don't know. What do you got?
I have gnomes.
Gnomes.
Oh,
for
okay.
sure. Gnomes. I like garden gnomes.
He really does love gnomes.
What
like
else?
Tactical gnomes, non-tactical gnomes,
what?
All of it.
What else? What else?
Holden folks? Holden folks? It's Icelandic. It's really hard to say. But it also means hidden people. They're little elves.
Can you put them in? Never mind. Okay.
Yes.
Let's, yeah,
yes,
let's
you can.
Start with, oh.
Probably. You, whatever
so
you were
like,
thinking, probably.
Are the gnomes like the ones from Harry Potter that they catch in the garden and
throw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like in the books. I don't give a fuck about the movies.
Yes.
They don't put them in the movies.
The original gnome is more like the Harry Potter garden
nice.
Gnomes than like...
Like a pest.
Yeah.
Not an actual
like... Like
chomp
the ones
on
from
your balls
Goosebumps.
And...
No, because those still look like David the Gnome.
David the Gnome was creepy.
I know.
David
but...
the Gnome?
Well,
you
David know,
the gnome?
No.
With the pointy hat, the big white Santa Claus beard, and the dad bod, like...
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah,
how...
It...
Like a garden gnome. Gnomes originally didn't look like that.
Oh, okay.
Originally, sorry. Gnomes originated, their origins come from Germany. And they weren't always cute. They were often described as like gnarled little old men. And like the beards weren't into it. Like not, or they were also known as like corrupt fairies. So like if you could imagine like a fairy that like has just been like tainted with like evilness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a gnome's supposed to look like.
Like a little what goth, a fairy look? Like a little Hot Topic gnome.
Like, right. Like,
well, there's a bunch of different types of fairies though, so
I always picture like a very like whimsical, like the elemental kind of thing. I just for kind a fairy. Of
pictured like my one client from work a few years ago. Angry old little old man.
That
starts that. Shit. Right.
That, yeah. He could also be.
I think
a gnome.
My old client's a fucking gnome. Holy fuck!
See,
they were said to be able to move through like the earth, like a fish through water.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're supposed that they're not. They have a proclivity for mischief, so they're not necessarily bad, but they're not necessarily good.
They're
either.
Just little dicks.
Yeah, they're kind of like Jeff. Yeah. Which is funny because like
they're very like neutral, but they'll fuck around.
Yeah, like if you disrespect like wildlife or your garden or like fruit bearing trees, like they will just wreck your shit because you can't do that.
So they're David the gnome was a TV show.
Yes, it was a TV show.
Yeah, see, and that's when you get the image of what he looks like.
I've definitely seen that before. Didn't know it was a TV show.
Yeah, gnomes were also kind of goblin-y too, so if that puts another kind of thought.
Little shit trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they're like a mix between like like a gnarled crab apple tree and like a goblin.
I thought they just fucking made cookies in trees.
Like that?
Those are elves.
Yeah,
oh, those are the
like
fucking
that.
Elves!
Yeah.
I fucked that one up. Yeah,
and they also had a king at one point, according to their folklore.
Did he look like David Bowie?
No.
Oh, wait, that's a goblin. Damn it.
But they were kind of like goblins. So,
see? Yeah.
Yeah. That goblins still traumatizes
bigger, right?
me. But the king of goblins' name was Gob.
Gob. Gob the gnome.
King Gob. Yes.
King Gob.
they were also depicted as being disformed. Or disfigured, and usually hunchback. So mm-hmm. not so much David the gnome, and more so Quasimodo, but
yeah!
small,
oh.
because they were only two spans high, and a span is from your thumb to the side of your palm. So technically, they were only like this big, which is I don't know how big that is. Gnomes are also guardians of the underground treasures. So
what treasures?
Like gems and gold.
There's why does that gems. Sound like leprechaun?
Duh, that's where you dig them up.
Like precious stuff. Well, yeah. And
in my yard.
You don't just go to Walmart and buy those things.
I can dig up things in my yard?
Yes. Including gas lines.
Don't do that.
What's a gas line? Is that a cryptid too?
Yeah, they would guard gems, gold, and precious stones. There's even part of their folklore where they're accredited for giving mankind gold. And the way that they did it is apparently they poured the molten gold into crevices like veins, and so that way people, humans, could come in and harvest it.
Huh.
So they made us work for the gold.
Yeah
pretty much.
Little shits.
Yeah.
It wasn't until after World War II that the friendly pointed hat, big white beard, version of
so
the
why
gnome
did they propaganda a different version
came along?
Oh.
I'm not sure. I just think oh no.
Somebody,
you know,
got
what?
Too
no
close.
I do know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that'll change that all around.
They Disneyfied the gnomes so that, you know, they could make them cute.
Yeah.
Like they, I mean, look at what we do to cryptids all the time now. We make them cute.
Yeah, Mothman.
Yeah, well, the sexy Mothman.
Oh, there's like people who are like sexually into Mothman.
Oh, yeah. Check the chat.
Same with Bigfoot.
Chat. I don't want to look.
Look.
I don't want to.
You're
going
to really
I'm
like
gonna
it.
I'm going to see like Mothman dick or something.
Can we make a Mothman dick?
I can.
Don't. Would it be like a dog's?
Have a penis? I don't know.
Would it be like a pig's?
Where guys, it's
like
we need to know. Should we make a Mothman penis?
Yes.
Would it be like a pig's dick?
Like a curl? Oh,
yeah. Or like.
Like a you know my vote.
Or like a turtle dick?
Like a turtle dick.
Where it's like a big barb thing?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be?
Why do we always talk about dicks again?
I don't know.
I would hope if I were a cryptid, I would want one of those dicks that looks like it's sharp, like it has sharp points, but it doesn't. It's just all soft. That's what I'd be, yeah.
That's what you
like
meant.
Like a bearded dragon.
You know? Oh.
Like how they're...
Sorry, they're not, they're continue, sharp, please. You have to ignore him most of the time.
Wait, it's so okay. So what about leprechauns then? Like if gnomes gave us gold... And that's the theory.
And
like,
the leprechauns are the ones that don't want to give us gold.
Yeah.
They yeah. Keep so, it. Like, why didn't leprechauns kill the gnomes and take all the gold?
How do you know they didn't?
Maybe they did.
Because we have gold.
The gnome leprechaun war.
It feels like, we the fucked over everybody.
Oh, like, Rumpelstiltskin, yeah. No.
So, they don't want you to have the thing that you want. They don't want to give you your wishes. They just want their gold back.
Yeah.
So... Where gnomes are kind of impartial. They're chaotic neutral. Gnomes are like, oh, you know, don't take care of your bush and prune it right? Well, then fuck you. I'm going to break your window.
The gnomes are going to fuck with your shit, Mark, because your bushes are all fucked up.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with my bushes?
Oh, they're all...
You need to manscape that shit.
They're all like weird dick-shaped and stuff.
What?
Those are his topiaries. He loves them.
Wait. So if they're only two spans high, like, so garden gnomes are legit the right size then?
Yeah.
They just don't look right.
We need some. Like
ones that look right.
So garden why gnomes, do people like, put gnomes in their yards and shit then?
Because it's cute. Like,
that's...
To protect their garden.
Why do people put
evil?
Flamingos in their yard? Why do people those racist Nick ass wants to eat them? Jockey
the
guys?
Blackface.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a hold of one of the jockey dudes.
Why?
And like just Dremel the shit out of it and make it a Green Lantern. And then I look, I like saw one up close. I was like, yeah, that's a lot of work. Fuck that. Yeah. It'd be fun, but
they're also really expensive to get your hands on a traditional one.
I saw one in there's one in Chippewa.
You can't just take them if they're on their side.
Why? Isn't it like
they usually belong to the house.
I thought that's how you acquired them.
They don't like walk around. No, that's how you get the... That,
wait, that's
no,
how
no,
I
Mark.
Always got lawn gnomes?
No, that's how you get the animals with the springs on the bottom of them. You steal them.
Isn't that how you get lawn gnomes?
Yeah, according to R.L. Stein.
I always just throw them out of people's yards. That's wrong?
Yeah. See? Oh.
Please
you could
don't
get
arrest
flamingoed,
me.
Though. That's when people show up and put flamingos
in
your yard.
Was it flocked? I thought it was... No, maybe it was flamingo.
Get
I like
flocked,
flamingoed
bitch.
Better. Also, we could just start gnoming people. Just get a bunch
those
of
things
gnomes.
Are expensive.
Well, not
Taco!
Expensive ones.
You just, son of a bitch.
That's a lot of yards
no,
that we
we'll
have
just,
to
like,
steal
pick
from.
One person.
No.
Oh, my God.
I want to make one gnome, but make it really fucking heavy. And then leave it in someone's yard. So they go to like pick it up, or somebody like tries to kick it and it fucks their foot up.
Put a post in it that just affix the gnome to the post.
Exactly.
Underground,
exactly.
So they can't even pull
cement
it.
That
like a
shit
thing
in.
Of rebarb. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
So one time, I don't know why this reminds me of this, but a coworker of mine got tricked by a German Shepherd, and. Into kicking a bowling ball.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because this dog had all kinds of toys in the yard, right? But one of his toys was a bowling ball. And he came over and he brought this thing to my coworker's feet. And my coworker had a lot of drinks in his system at that point. And he was like, oh, yeah, you want me to throw that? He thought he'd kick it. He fucking kicked it and broke his toe. He was like, I never thought in all my life I would kick a bowling ball. But I did that night. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, look at this one.
What? That's...
Ew!
That looks that's like what no. they...
That's the Maryland Cryptid Museum.
You know what I want? I want one of those... What's... Oh,
the little gnome remains.
I want the Fiji mermaid. I want a Fiji mermaid those so things bad. Look nasty.
What is a Fiji mermaid?
Google it. Yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah, kind of.
So is there anything else about gnomes?
Not really. Just be nice to your wildlife and your... edible
so I gardening. Shouldn't beat the groundhog that's in my backyard. I don't beat animals
because the gnome might like that animal.
Surprise. Isn't she beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
definitely. Such looks a like sexy a siren mermaid.
I remember this was an episode of X-Files.
I want a Fiji mermaid so bad. No, scariest episode of X-Files, Fluke.
I never could get into that.
Fluke is the one where it has the guy with the circle mouth, like a sucker fish, and he ends up in the porta potty, and then in the sewers because he gets sucked out of the porta potty, like he's escaping, and he travels in, like he can squish himself into like little spaces and shit,
like an octopus.
Yeah, super creepy.
I definitely need to watch X-Files. The guy
who plays the Fluke monster, he was in. The Green Mile as the dicky guard guy, Percy Wetmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the guy who plays the Fluke Monster in X-Files, and he scares the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. X-Files is probably worth a rewatch.
Oh, I love X-Files.
Man, well, didn't I never
they
got into
came
it
back
when
for
I was
a
younger.
Little bit, didn't they?
For a little bit, yeah. And it sucked because Fox Mulder wasn't in it. Right. Fox Mulder was like my first TV heart, like first TV crush.
Well, yeah.
I really like going through the old episodes of Tales from the Crypt, but
yes.
X-Files is definitely I should put that on the list.
I should make myself watch it. I never could get into it. I don't know why. Because it's definitely it's my wheelhouse.
There was an episode where...
I wanted to be Fox Mulder when I grew up. He's part of the FBI, super cool, but he's weird because he likes cryptids and aliens and all that other shit. And they keep him in the basement. And he's only given the files that nobody can explain what happened. With the alien. I wanted that to be my life.
That sounds stressful. In the real and world, trying to fit. Oh, nobody else can fucking figure out, so it ends up on my desk. Great.
Well, they call him Spooky Mulder. I wanted my nickname to be Spooky. I did not get Spooky as a nickname, though.
There was an episode where there was, a girl in, a school. And she was doing the, what's it called?
Hooked on Phonics?
No, they were doing the dead animal thing.
Taxidermy?
No, not taxidermy. Oh.
Dissection?
Yeah. Dissection. Oh, okay. She's dissecting a baby pig. And I can remember, whatever age I was like, this moment feels scary, but I don't know why. And I was really, I must have been the music or something, because I was I'm scared, but I have no fucking clue why. What's this girl doing? Oh, my God. And then the dissection had to be explained to me.
Oh.
This is why I don't think a lot of adults wanted to watch TV next to me.
I don't remember. For some reason, you're telling that story, and I don't think it was that X-Files episode. But for some reason, as you're telling that story, I think I remember watching a movie or a TV show or something where somebody was dissecting a baby pig, but then the baby pig started squealing and woke up.
I don't know if maybe
it was a crazy brain dream.
I don't know what it is. Nah, but it's not a Mandela effect. I remember that too.
Okay.
You're not crazy.
I am, but...
Oh my God. Well, I can remember watching episode. I would sit in the other room and my grandmother would be watching... something, and I'd start hearing it and be like, "The fuck are you watching in there?" And it was the remake of the Twilight Zone episodes, but they use the same concept. Yeah. So I'm sitting in the other room, just listening to it while I'm on the computer, and I'm like, "Why does this sound so I've heard that before. It sounds like an absolute ripoff." It's because it's not a ripoff; it's just a remake.
Yep. I like the new remake. Wasn't too bad.
Oh yeah, I like
nothing beats the old ones though.
Of course. Because the old ones have that nostalgia to it.
Well, I always giggled at the one with the gremlin on the wing of the plane. Yeah. That thing had fucking rubber soles on his feet. But it was still terrifying.
It was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, speaking of Twilight Zone, I have a first edition of the Twilight Zone book.
Oh.
I am an avid book collector. I have a set of books that are very specifically for protecting and not letting anybody else touch them. Like, they're usually plus 100 years old. But, like, anytime I could see, like, a first edition or anything, I go out and collect it.
I do that with the Stephen King first edition.
Like, I got Silence of the Lambs first edition, too.
Nice. Yeah.
I need to get The Shining first edition.
I have some Stephen Bachman books. I was happy about that.
There's one of his books that you can't, it's real hard to get. It's in one, like, one of the compilations, and it's because he'll never print it ever again.
Oh, yeah, Rage.
It's about a school shooting, that's why.
Rage. I have that book.
Yep. It's a rare one. I
need to borrow it.
Mm-hmm. The front cover's missing.
That's okay.
But it's like,
I just want to read
it. It has Stephen Bachman on it. And then I have Thinner with Stephen Bachman's name. I'm like, yeah. I was so excited when I found it. It was at Goodwill. I was like, shit.
Yeah. Well, I started collecting the Harry Potter books. Like, I know they're not old ish. I was really surprised when it was like 20 year anniversary. I was like, no.
What?
But. I started going through and collecting, like, first editions of those. Just because I was like, I remember buying these when they came out, as they were coming out.
So my dream is to get the first edition of the UK adult covers.
Ooh, yes. With the Philosopher's
Stone. Because I have the softback children covers. Almost all of them. I am still missing, like, the last two to complete my collection. But I want the hardback adult covers, the first editions that came out of shit.
I was very disappointed when I found out that the UK version is actually shorter than the US version.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, she's from the UK.
It swears more.
Yeah. Oh.
Bloody hell is a lot more prevalent in Ron's mouth in those books.
I just wanted to hear Ron call someone a cunt.
Well, my Scottish stepdad actually uses that as a comma.
Yeah. Oh. Him and I will get along very well.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to meet him.
Yeah. I love my stepdad.
I like calling a guy a cunt every now and again. Like Mark. Yeah.
Hey, I specifically like calling guys cunts. Like, that's my favorite.
They don't expect it, and it's like, you know, some guys will just put them in their place.
Oh my gosh. They just look at you and they're like, what?
Did you just call me? Did you just
I get really thrown off when you use.
Is that our other subject is cunt?
Can be if you want it to be.
Is it multiple or is it is the past tense of cunt?
Can you be? Can you be a cunt?
No, you don't. Cunts was.
Cunted? Cunted?
If you were cunted, does that mean you were, like, treated it? Yeah.
Like. Help me, I've been cunted. What did she say to you? She said that my hat looks terrible. I've been cunted.
Okay.
Don't do that.
So what else you got for us?
Oh, yes, because I also have another one. The Holden Folk. I'm butchering that, and I know
that's
I
okay.
am.
I do it all
and
the time.
I don't know how to say it, how that's I the, hear so it properly without sounding like
so
a chef.
The benefit of having three people that listen to us is only three people listen to us. So.
That's true.
Hello, this is Dr. Dickendocker, the mind behind the inflatable fairy pumper and the triple dong dragon builder. Today, I have a new product I'd like to talk to you about. I'm about to revolutionize the way that you clip your toenails. No more bending down, no more having to bend your legs at all. With my easy 37-part system, I promise you that you will never have to worry about your toenails again. Paired with our cutting-edge bunion bumper, that product will very quickly become the essential piece of your daily life. Get your toenailizer system today on Amazon and in some select Walmarts near you.
Thanks, Shania.
Wow. I did ballroom blitz. You went country.
Oh. That's not country.
Shania Twain.
Yeah. Listen.
Let's go, ladies.
Did I tell the story about my one client years ago kicking the door open while he was naked in the shower, singing that song and dancing?
No. Why are you harshing on a dude's vibe now?
I was just in shock.
Oh, you were showering?
He's a very large person. No. My client.
Your
was.
Client was showering.
Yeah.
And he was singing that song
well,
and you busted
he really liked the song, so I put it on the radio for him. So it would, you know, motivate him to shower.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, he kicks the door open and it's a very large naked man dancing to Shania Twain.
I'll give you that anytime you want.
That was
shit. God damn it.
A shock.
See, the kids should take a page out of the Hold the Folk book, because they're also known as hidden people.
The hidden people.
Yes, they're hidden people.
Like the borrowers.
Kind of.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So these hidden people are elves. So, but they look like people. They don't have like pointed ears, or they're not gnarled like the gnomes were. And they are actually very revered in Iceland. Like, the people of Iceland will never deny their existence for fear of what the Huldufólk will do to them. But then they also won't be like you won't see an Icelandic politician come out and be like, yeah, they're absolutely real, because they also don't want to put money on it being real, so because they don't know like 100%. No, it's more of like, we don't want to deny that they're real because we don't want any bad juju that comes from that. But then also, we're not going to say that they are in case people prove us wrong and they're not real.
Oh, okay. I would definitely make that my political stance if I ever wanted to run for any kind of office.
Real.
They are real. I will not prove it, they are real.
I have faith that they are real.
Many votes in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also magical, and they're not, unlike the gnomes, they're not so much prone to mischief as they are like more of like retribution for whatever bad thing you do. Because as civilization grew into Iceland, their habitat got smaller and smaller and smaller. So as retaliation, these Hinderfolk would then keep people from being able to build buildings, or like a disease would like take over a village, or, you know, a like tsunami gremlin. Would come. Yeah. Like
gremlin shot kind of shit. Like,
yeah. Like a big natural disaster would happen. So what the people of Iceland started doing was leaving them like little trinkets or food and like gifts, like as offerings, so that they could appease the Hinderfolk and still be able to get done what they want to do. And another thing that they started doing, because their habitat was dwindling so much, they would, and Hinderfolk's like natural habitat is like little homes inside like rock mounds or like a very, very thick tuft of grass. And so what humans started doing was they would take and build little houses for these little Hinderfolk. So if you go in and travel through Iceland, you can actually see like the these little houses. Like on a hillside, or
I want to go to Iceland.
Yeah.
There's also things called fairy doors, which are very similar to like building the house for the Hinderfolk. And you would put it up against a tree, so that way the fairies can open the doors and go through and live in the tree.
I've seen some of those in Elwood.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've legit seen what you're describing in Elwood as, like, a decoration.
Yeah.
But, like, all I imagine is, like, some, like, crackhead walking up and then hearing a whisper from the door. Just walking on over, and then all of a sudden it's a missing poster.
Or, like, Coraline.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Also, with the Hinderfolk, they are... They also like their small treasures, and they also tend to reward the people that, like, pay homage to them, much they like little tiny mini gods. Like,
yeah, and just like praising you and making your house look nice and
they
shit.
Really do sound like the borrowers.
Very similar to the borrowers. Like, and there was actually a Will Ferrell movie that was
Elf.
No. He was I can't remember the name of it, but he was on the singing competition show.
Edward Step Brothers when he was singing that
song.
Derek's got a man. No, not that.
No. hold on. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. We got to IMDb quick. This.
Sorry. You guys talk
so much. Oh, no. You're good.
We'll just cut out the silence. Yep. It's like how when we do movies.
Just like if you ever fuck up saying something, just say it again. That's why we'll repeat ourselves sometimes.
Okay, so that Will Ferrell movie is Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh.
And in that movie, he is very mindful of the Hinderfolk and, like, what's going to offend them, what's not going to offend them. He actually goes and...
I'm going to have to watch it now.
Uh-huh. And gives them, like, homage so that he could do better in the competition. Like that's not just a made up thing for this movie. Like,
yeah,
legitimate everyday citizens over there
do that
that's feel great. That way towards
so you acknowledge
things.
Them and they bless you.
Yeah, and as long as you're respectful. And
can you get them to clean your house?
I want to get some to make ammo.
Who knows? Well,
can you enslave them?
Oh no, I want to.
Well,
enslave
no,
them. That's
no, that's how
why
you
not?
Get. Pestilence brought down upon you.
Being dicks to you. Didn't
what
you
if I want pestilence on somebody else? So I like.
Then you got to frame that person.
And, yeah.
You got to trick them into saying that they're.
Why
not
are you
real?
Trying to make the borrowers pissed off at me? I'm
who
just trying to get ammo.
Why do you?
Because you're
to
looking at me with your eyes.
I'm like sorry. The... I'll look at the fucking ceiling.
Look at him.
Do you remember the cobbler gnome story?
Where they would make the shoes, right?
Yeah, where the cobbler would go to sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the gnomes would come out and fix the shoes. That's what Nick wants with ammo.
Yeah, I just want to take all the credit and sell this ammo. Yeah, 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 yeah,
that's
yeah.
Terrible.
That I don't want to. I'll get some
so
treats and trinkets and shit. I'll
exploit.
I could spoil the shit out of
you
them.
You want to exploit these gods?
Oh, we can make them little clothes.
Uh-huh. See? Tailor-made clothes, good food, because you only have to buy a little bit of it and just
little,
spread it amongst
little
them.
Beds,
you know?
Little
beds. Oh,
God.
We could have a whole
you could make them little guitars, Mark.
Yeah.
No.
We could teach them punk rock, and they could just...
Or mariachi music.
No.
That's it. Those are the only two things that the Hinderfolk.
Yeah.
It's either punk rock or mariachi.
Of Guns N' Glory are allowed to listen to punk rock and mariachi bands.
God.
That's it. They're going to all start looking like a weird Mark Tyler hybrid. Then we're really going to know how much music affects things growing. Like, what the fuck? Did you see that one got shorter? Oh, no. They're disappearing.
Oh.
No, the short ones are the ones that listen to the mariachi music.
Ah, olé.
So we have a Patreon.
We have
a Patreon?
Yeah.
When did we get that again?
Honestly, I don't even know.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. At least a year now.
Oh, okay.
Since our last episode was like a year ago. And then the second episode was like when we did the Patreon. So like a year. We've had a Patreon.
Not bad.
I heard that something got delivered to one of our wonderful patrons.
I hope he enjoyed
yes.
the delivery
is
from
the
post.
Is there a dick
we don't
in there?
Talk about?
What?
Is this the listener we don't talk about?
This is no, this is an early listener.
Oh,
yeah, but he went above and beyond. So
he's
we were
in our $10 tier.
Yeah.
So we have three tiers. $2 will get you early access and featurettes. $5 gets you stickers. So, like, when we get new stickers, we'll send them out
like
to you and stuff like that.
Aziza?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
yes.
the sticker?
Yes.
That
these
we
will
have
go
now?
Out to our
yep.
Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
And then our $10 tier gets two handwritten or two sexy love letters from me and Nick, the stickers, and the early access.
Oh.
So.
We might send something weird
yeah,
here
and
there, too.
Something weird.
Just
or
a little
whatever.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like not like
yeah.
not like actual human remains, but close enough.
I mean it's
hey, I like bones and dead things.
We put it out for free, but you know, if you want to help us.
That's
Patreon,
a good way
Patreon
to do it.
There.
Yeah.
Boy oh
yeah.
boy. If you yeah, the $10 people, you can really get some weird shit.
Well, because of our Patreon patrons, We had a software
malfunction, meltdown. Oh, meltdown.
No. I used a doll called, I already forgot.
You already forgot.
Ableton.
Yeah, Ableton.
And it just shit on me. So, because of our funds, I was able to buy Reaper, which is like nice. Our new one for recording.
The full pro edition.
It's taco approved.
Yeah.
Taco approved.
Tell him taco
approved. Too bad we can't do anything to get him to bark. He only barks at other dogs barking.
If you squeeze
him, he only talks shit.
What happens if you squeeze him?
I don't know.
Does he sound like a squeak toy?
Nah.
Oh, she's gonna. She's really squeak. No, I'm kidding.
All we need to do is just take the microphones outside.
No.
He's just looking at you like, "What's wrong with you?"
Oh, he looks a little like Dobby right now. The elf.
A micro. Dobby the elf. He's not free.
No,
he's not free. He's enslaved.
So, do we have any other announcements or anything?
I don't know. I mean, we should go to that festival tomorrow. Yeah.
We should go to that festival tomorrow.
Well, I'm not, and by the time
we'll
this
just get
comes
a new
out,
you. That's
oh, yeah,
fine.
That's true. By the time this comes out, it'll have already happened. How's that for fucking time travel?
We have new stickers coming.
New stickers? Yes, new stickers.
We
got to
get some more drawn up and some dick stickers. Yes. I mean, what?
I have,
dick stickers with my. Oh God.
Yeah, Mothman dick stickers, duh. Also, I have Patreon and DeviantArt and all that shit too, but I'm not completely set up yet, so I'll have to come and be a guest again.
So you can drop your contacts? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, because I do have. Oh, I also have an Etsy shop, so.
Because she makes things.
Because I make things.
Like horror themed.
I practice stitchcraft, I crochet, I could sew, I could knit, and I also draw.
Have you seen her stress cow?
Anxiety cow. Yes.
Anxiety.
She stroked the anxiety cow.
I immediately sat down in the nap chair that I call and stroked the anxiety cow.
Yeah, listen, I've gotten Rob, Russ, Kelsey, and Tyler. They all sit in that chair and they all go, "This is perfect." They just lay their head back and pet the cow.
It was like in the first 5 minutes of walking into her little area.
Yep.
Like I saw it and was like, just immediately.
I have to do this. Well, yeah.
Also, what in the world your Etsy page is already going set up? On? Kuma.
Which
Shilva.
Page?
Etsy.
Yeah,
Etsy.
Fuck Etsy,
hell,
yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Drop it.
Well,
oh, yeah. I'll also put it in the description.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description.
Okay. Well, it's Miscellaneous Mouse for Etsy. And I believe the Patreon's the same thing.
Do you
too.
Have an Instagram?
She's I do, but it's
okay.
On. Like,
it's under
my
construction,
personal.
Mark. Okay. Get off her about it.
If you send me the links, I can put them in the description.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
They'll be in the fucking description. Go like it.
You can totally
and
cut out all
stuff.
This disorganized stuff,
oh,
right?
No, that's the best part.
That's the gold.
That, yeah.
That's the meat and potatoes.
The meat
to it
and potatoes of
God's
glory.
Mark fucking sucking.
I love the chaos.
What?
I love the chaos. I suck in what?
I don't know.
Just suck.
You
just
suck. I don't know.
Straws.
I bet. You know what I bet you suck at?
She was supposed to tell a story and I forgot what it was.
Oh, I know what it is. It's
wait,
a chalkboard.
Okay.
I just want to tell Mark I know something I know you suck at.
What?
I bet you suck at Madden.
Yeah,
we should play Madden because I don't know how to fucking play it either. That should be a good video idea is us fucking playing Madden.
Two guys that don't know how to play
Madden. Two guys that don't know how to fucking play Madden. Oh, that's fucking good.
I'll fucking do Hail Marys the whole fucking time.
I'll just fucking press buttons like I did with Mortal Kombat when I was a kid. Aim towards the fucking opponent and
you know
fucking
what, though?
Mash.
Blitz was fun because you get to slam into people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pissed the fuck out.
Like
the
Nintendo 64 version.
Yeah.
You guys are talking like Madden. I'm like, give me SmackDown. Like,
see,
that
was
a
wrestling. No, I didn't like the original SmackDown. And I'm gonna tell you why, because it just looked like a bunch of clay figures just walking around hugging.
What, the
and
Nintendo
they glide
version?
Whenever they go to like
I did.
Their position.
The Nintendo one was awesome.
Well,
but the Nintendo basketball games were fun too.
They were, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I have a slight obsession with Mankind. So he's my absolute favorite, and I have been rewatching all of like the old Raw and Attitude Era on Peacock,
Lord.
I love the Rock and Sock connection. Like, that is my favorite thing on the face of the planet right now. Lord. I want a hoodie that says Rock and Sock connection on the back with Mick written on the front, because I love Mick Foley. I love him.
Mick Foley's awesome. Mm.
Love
Mick. Wasn't Foley. One of you, the wrestlers you know Mick, you a famous Navy right? SEAL?
Barely, kind of. What?
One of the WWE wrestlers, like a famous one. I can't think of his name right now. He was
John
a Navy
Cena?
SEAL. No. Older. Like older.
Stone Cold?
When we were growing up. Mm. But he was a SEAL. It was like Joe or something.
It'd be weird if like there was somebody in the podcast.
Is it the big fat
be able to Google
sumo
something?
Wrestler guy?
Yeah,
no, I'm
crazy
kidding.
If somebody just
there she
Googled
goes. She
shit.
Reaches for it.
Oh, look at that. There's four phones and a computer.
Like I look at my
I know, but I like to enjoy like the 90s.
The older guys I work with, I constantly start shit with them just to get them to Google
Jesse
stuff.
Ventura.
Oh yeah.
Why
do you have to yell
like,
at me?
He was a renowned like
he, but he was also wasn't he a mayor?
That's
too,
why him yeah. and Chris yeah. Kyle, all that bullshit that nobody well, there's fucking Jesse Ventura still talks about it, but that's besides the point. He lives in like Bora Bora. Or something,
yeah,
like most of the year. Jesse Ventura is something different. He's a weird guy.
So you have a story.
Yes.
Before we leave.
Before we leave, I would like to tell you guys about my daily incorrect historical quotes. I've started doing this thing at work where I write on the chalkboard or on my dry erase chalkboard. A quote, a famous quote that somehow has either cryptidy things or alien or paranormal. Yesterday's was, we do not search for Bigfoot because it is easy. We search for Bigfoot because it is hard. JFK. And today in that line of reasoning, I went with one small step for Mothman, one giant leap for Mothmankind. Neil Armstrong.
Neil's just such a wacky
interesting.
Dude.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of them. Because yes. That's what you get when
there's
you get a history nerd mixed with somebody who's into paranormal creepy things.
It's going to be a Mothman dick.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson. Can we call D.B. Cooper a cryptid?
No.
He kind of qualifies.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, people claim he exists, but they can't prove he's real.
I didn't see shit.
And he jumps out of the airplane, yeah. And it was a
but
rather
but he's not like a creature.
Jump.
What if he was, though? I mean, you never
there's
know.
There's like humanoid
wait.
Ones.
Maybe there is humanoid
there
ones that live amongst us.
There are creatures that do haunt planes.
Yeah, but that's not D.B. Cooper.
According to Disney's DC Loki, it was Loki.
It was Loki. So that's what I'm saying.
And he's a god.
So D.B. Cooper might be a cryptid.
I mean, all right, I'll give you the cryptid thing.
I like it.
The Loki thing.
That was amazing.
It
Shut
was a
up.
Good show.
Season 2 was me.
It was. I kind of fell out in season 2.
Yeah.
Well, I watched season 1, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it was...
I'm
you know what was
over
better?
The whole, like, superheroes
Peacemaker.
Right now.
With
Peacemaker.
John Cena
oh,
was
Peacemaker
better.
Had me cracking up. That. And that's because it was so.
Batman's a pussy.
Like, out there. Like,
yeah.
I enjoyed it because it was superhero-y, but it, like, didn't feel like all the other superhero shit that they're trying to shove down your throat.
She just,
like.
I love she just goes on and on about it. I just like seeing John Cena in his whitey tighties. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
No homo.
Don't talk about my man like
no homo. In the amount of time he spent in just his underwear, I know that that was his idea.
Oh.
Like,
100%. Yeah, 100%. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's.
So this is Mark.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
And I'm Kelsey.
And this is
the
Guns
and
Gory podcast.
Wait, what do you guys feel about psychics?
Psychics? No, they. If I don't want to get into psychics,
you don't want to have like a ghost hunting psychic on the podcast.
Fuck no.
Do we know somebody?
Psychics
know
are
somebody.
Bullshit.
Can you tell them they're full of shit, please? Thank you.
I kind of have a rebuttal
what?
To that.
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Because seriously.
Well, hello. This is Z, and you guys have been listening to the Guns and Gory podcast. Written and produced by Mark Hodge and Nick Parrish. Audio engineering by Mark Hodge. Recorded in Fat Boy Studios via Sir Nicky's Love Castle. Media manager is me, Z.
We'd like to thank all of our friends and family for the amazing support and all of you awesome people listening in. Please join our Patreon for fun extras and behind the scenes with the guys. You can find us at patreon.com/gunsandgory. That is guns, A-N-D-G-O-R-Y. You can also find us on the Facebook, Instagram, and the YouTube. At Guns and Gory, thank you so much for listening. Please comment, like, share, subscribe, have a few carrier pigeons. We'll take them all.